This call is being recorded.
Back now into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. I am Sananda. As always, as I come to you to be with you, with this group, with this program, I am here to continue this process we began so long ago. And I come now to remind you of those promises that you made as the volunteers that you are to come into this system, to bring this system forward, to bring this evolution of man forward. That is what each and every one of you are here now in this moment to do. This is the mission that you came for. Many of you have not yet come to exactly what your mission is going to be. Some of you already have. It is all a matter of a process that you are moving through. To remember those times, those experiences that you've had in the long past, to find you here now in this moment that is directly in front of the grand event as it comes closer and closer to being realized here at this level of experience, this expression of consciousness here on the planet. And the moments that you have been expecting and waiting for are coming now in waves of energy. You are feeling these energies as they come in and move through you and raise your vibrations. And as your vibrations continue to raise, you will find that whatever maladies, illnesses, sicknesses that you might have had, they will dissipate now as these energies become stronger and stronger, and you yourselves become stronger to be able to handle these energies. We as a group have been preparing you for these times. You've been brought together to bring your mission forward as a group, as one, as a family, so that when those moments come, when you are then called for, when your name is called out, and we all know your name as your vibration, just as you know us by our vibration. And those experiences that are ahead, and those experiences that you've already had, are preparing you for all that is coming now in the moment. For always remember, you are here in the moment. The past is only the past. The future has not yet been written. But in this moment, you are creating that future that is ahead, not only for you, each one, but for the collective you, for collective mankind. This is the process of your ascension. And as you continue to move through this transition, and this is a transitionary period, as you move from the old three-dimensional illusion that has been created here, that you have had a part in creating, as you move from that into the higher vibrations of the fourth and the fifth dimension, you will find that your thinking processes, your visualization skills, all of this will create your new world. As the new age, the new golden age of man begins. This is the time prior now to the great changes that befall you. And as these changes become more and more prominent, as you become more and more aware of the energies as they increase all around you, as more and more of your brethren, your brothers, your sisters, become more aware of these energies as well, they will begin to awaken, just as you did. As they awaken, they will reach out and need reassurance that they are not crazy, just as you reached out when you first began to awaken and began your connection once again to your higher God self. So too will they do this as well. And as you reach to your higher self, and they will reach to their higher selves, they will seek out answers. You will be there to provide those answers as they are requested. I am Sananda. I leave you now in all of my peace, my love, to be shared with all of you as one. For as one, we are in this together, as always.
Greetings to you. One who serves here with you to continue as we have been doing for some time, to bring you closer and closer to the grand moment that you have all been waiting for, that we have all been waiting for, that we have all been working toward. That is not to say that you are not to be in the moment as always and in all times here, because as you await this grand event, just as we do, you continue to live your lives. You continue to move and have your being in the expression that you need to at the given moment, and continue to enjoy your life. And that is the important part. Enjoy. Enjoy. Be in the moment. Find the joy in every moment that you can. Because this particular part of your life is going to be gone very soon. As you know your lives, they are going to change immensely. So in the time moving up to the grand event, in the time moving up to these waves of energies that are going to increase drastically here, greatly, let's use this word better here, greatly, as these energies increase greatly, you are going to be prepared even more and more, or acclimated, as Sananda has used this term before. You are going to be acclimated to these energies so that when they come in more and more fully, not only will you have the eyes to see and the ears to hear, but you will have the love expressed within you so that you can open up to those that are longing to find the answers themselves, just as you have. So we would say here to you to continue to keep those seatbelts fastened, because yes, things are going to get rocky here for a moment, and then they will smooth out. So while the storm is beginning to rage around you more and more now, find that calm, that peace within you. Find that eye, be in that eye of the storm, because that is what is going to take you through this transition and prepare you for all that is yet to come, as you are prepared to assist all of those others that are going to be seeking out this assistance. Okay, do you have questions here for one who serves?
Yes. I have some questions from the email audience, and I would like to ask them now.
Yes.
The first one is from Rainbow Sabi, also known as Rainbow Woman. When the wave of frequencies from the central sun beams forward for the event, will this be the time that the entire Earth is covered in daylight? And then in parentheses, she says light, question mark.
We would say certainly light, yes. There will be an affluence of light that has never been here before. It is as you go out on a beautiful spring day and you feel the energies as you move outside and you feel the sun's warmth and you see the beautiful blue sky and you feel the light as it comes to you from the sun, especially as you look directly at the sun or even with your eyes closed as you gaze at the sun and you feel those energies. And you know it is the light coming from the sun. Well, now experience the light coming not only from the sun, but from the galactic central sun. That energy, that immense expression of energy and light coming from the sun. And it will appear as if the days have become super bright and the nights, even at those times, become super dark. Because it is the expression that is coming that is going to spread the light and the energies across the planet as these waves of energy come in, and certainly as the pulse of energy comes from the galactic central sun and increases the light thousandfold here. Okay?
Okay, I have one from New Paradigm Anthony. This question is, how does the Galactic Federation and Prime Creator predict or model the different elements of managing the transition to 5D for planet Earth? For example, the financial change, introduction of new technologies, etc., and how humanity will react to these events. What tools and techniques are used by the master planners?
What we can say about this is not so much the tools that are used, but that there is a great plan in motion. It has been in motion for a very long time, and it continues to be shifted and changed as mankind's consciousness shifts and changes. Mankind's consciousness is what determines the path, and the path of the great plan that is going to be in the works here and is going to come to fruition. And as the consciousness of man continues to change, it alters the plan so that there is a plan A, a B, a C, a D, and the shifting is needed as consciousness continues to shift. So mankind's consciousness, it was what determines the probability and the possibility of this plan developing and being worked out as it needs to, and the exact moment that it will be brought into the picture here. In other words, take down the 3D illusion and bring you up into the higher vibrations, into the higher frequencies of the higher dimensions here. So all of this is in motion, all of this is in process, but it cannot be completely predicted based on mankind's consciousness shifts and changes in every moment. So you must look at it as the bigger picture here, not from your more individualized picture. Look at it from the point of Prime Creator, as Prime Creator assimilates or works with this plan as it develops in every given moment based on the consciousness in every moment of every individual on the planet.
Thank you. Two more, and then we can turn it over to the phone audience. This comes from David, who I see on his byline. He's a former NASA engineer that turned to the light. Anyway, he asks, if we came from other star systems and the Pleiadians are our ancestors, What was our vibrational frequencies before we decided to incarnate into a human being? For example, were we 5D, 6D, 9D, etc.?
First of all, there is no if you came from other systems. You all did come from other systems. So that is for certain here. And the idea of where you came from and what dimension you came from and vibration, you all came from higher vibrations, higher dimensions, to come to a point where you volunteered to literally bring your vibration down to this three-dimensional illusion and be a part of this experiment here. Just as Gaia herself volunteered to lower her vibration as it was needed to be a part of this expression. Now it is time for all to raise their vibration back up again. This is why we continue to say the memories are coming back to you and will come back to you. Because as these memories come back, you will realize where you have come from, where you have been before, the vibrations that you came from. This is why so many of you find yourself in this dense vibration of the third dimension and feel like you need to leave it and go home and you do not want to be here anymore, because you have realized that you are beyond the 3D illusion now and you are remembering the higher vibrations and you long for those higher vibrations once again.
Mm-hmm. Okay, one more. Thank you. One more from David. He asks, are we going to have the opportunity to see our family members who already ascended when we go on board the ships, or would that be at a different time?
That is a wonderful affirmative yes. You are all going to experience your families that you have left long ago, and those families that are even here in your lifetime now that have passed on. There is going to be a remembrance, a reunion that you cannot possibly imagine at this point. Take your greatest party you have ever been to, your greatest celebration you have ever had in this lifetime, and magnify that hundreds of times over. And know that the celebration that is waiting for you, that we have been preparing, we as the Ascended Masters, we as the Galactics, the Agarthans, all of us have been preparing this celebration and making it so that it is going to be something beyond your wildest imaginations as you come aboard the ships, as you come into the inner and hollow earth, as you find yourselves going back with your families that you had left long ago.
Thank you. Any questions from the phones now?
Hi, One Who Serves. This is Daryl. I got a question about, we came into this dimension out of forgetfulness, but we're going back to remembrance and the collapse of duality and the unity consciousness is returning or is here, oneness. The thing that I have a question about is the 432. I'm hearing more about the 432 sacred number, and it's everywhere in all of life and things of that nature. Are we remembering these sacred, knowledge and information, and we will be setting up, education or ashrams and things of that nature to help re-educate ourselves or help remember these things to help us with the new earth? Could you share some light on that? Things of 432. Thank you.
It is all about vibration. We have spoken of this many times, vibration and consciousness. And as you continue to raise your vibration, your consciousness will raise accordingly. And as you raise your consciousness, you will raise your vibrations accordingly as well. So as you find that your music and your various vibrations that are created by music will resonate much more with your consciousness as these vibrations of your consciousness raise, you see?
So as you find yourself drawn to various musical experiences that make you feel good, not make you feel high or in terms of make you excited or anything of this nature, but bring you to a balance within yourself, a harmony within yourself, if you will. And this is what you are moving toward, going back to, we would say, because at one time your classical music and your different vibrational music that you had long ago and even not that long in your various lifetimes here as we find it, you had experienced the feeling that these various masterpieces brought to you as you listened to these piano concertos and all of this. It brought you feelings of peace and calm and oneness. But it was shifted and changed by those who did not want this, so they changed the vibrational frequency to a totally different vibration so that it would excite you and it would excite your lower chakras and work within your lower chakras instead of the new vibration that is coming and old vibration, even if you look at it this way, that is coming back, that will bring you into these higher vibrations as you listen to it. Okay?
Understood. That sounded so good. Thank you.
Yes, perfect. Please do add here.
Hi, Cheryl. I have a question.
Hold, please. Hold, please. We have Joanna, Shoshana coming on here to add something here.
What I find is that numbers are part of universal language that can be translated easily by all beings. What would be purposeful for Daryl is to meditate on each number that comprises 432 to find the personal meaning within that number for himself and to understand what the message is for him. Thank you.
Yes, wonderful. It is all about finding the personal harmony for yourself, where you resonate. This is how the healing processes are coming forward, where they're going to use more and more the vibration, sound vibration, color vibration, that is going to resonate with those parts of your body that are ill at ease in those moments, bringing about a balanced situation within you. And these vibrations are going to resonate with the vibration, your cellular vibration within you. This is how this is coming, and this is the precursor to those of the crystalline chambers that we have spoken of many times. They are called now, that are being released now, the tachyonic chambers. And they are coming even now as we speak, are already available across the planet here as we are finding it. And more will be brought forward. This is part of the transition of moving from your medical science as you know it now into a more molecular and cellular science that is coming forward.
Thank you, Wendy, sir. Thank you, Shoshana.
Thank you.
Other questions here?
Yeah, this is Cheryl.
Okay, Cheryl, go ahead.
I had a three-part question about dimensions. I understand that processes are constantly expanding. So the first part is, are higher dimensions constantly being created? And what is the highest dimension, and can it be defined by a number?
Yes, no, and no. Rather, yes, yes, and no. You are constantly raising your dimensions. In other words, eternity is just that, eternal. And everything continues to shift and change, and the dimensions that are available now are not going to be the same dimensions that are available in the far future, just as they are not the same dimensions that have been available in the past. But if you bring all of this together, the past, the present, and the future, all as one, it is all considered one dimension, you see? Now that we know is very difficult to understand at your three-dimensional level, and it is difficult for us to even begin to share to this to you so that you can begin to even have a fathom of understanding it. But all is one, and there are infinite dimensions just as there is only one dimension. So all of this is going to come together to you at later point when you have experienced the sense of oneness. But when we say later point, that is putting it into a time sense. And we cannot do that because it is all happening now in the moment. So in the now moment, you are already in the higher dimensions and you are already in the lower dimensions. So you are in all dimensions all at one time now. And your multidimensional selves are experiencing this in many different dimensions at once here. You see? There is never going to be a point where there is going to be a number to the dimensions. We cannot say there are 100 dimensions. We cannot say there are 1,000 dimensions because dimensions are eternal in the now.
Thank you. Wonderful.
I have one thing.
Yes, please.
All is expanding, always and forever, through divine consciousness and creation, which is you as the one.
Yes, wonderful.
Hi, one who serves. This is Lorelei. So I wanted to ask you, because I have participated in some very powerful sort of educations that help people get rid of their past and also very kind of vibration raising. And I know that some of these have a similar root as Scientology. And so my thought in having spoken with other people would have been that Scientology was of the light. But then, of course, now we're seeing all of this stuff coming out all over the, you know, the tabloids about, oh, this bad thing about Scientology and whatever. So I was wondering if you could enlighten us. Is Scientology of the light? Did it get corrupted? Or is this a cabal tactic to take people away from it?
All religions, all experiences such as this have a root in the light. There is never a point where it comes beginning from the darkness. But there are points where, as it moves within the light, the ones that are moving within this expression then begin to move toward a darker expression and bring it into a sense of not of the light. So what we are saying here is that all of your religions began as one. And as these religions began to move into a sense of darkness or a sense of control, rather, moving with control as the prominent need for these various religions, then this is moving away from the light and more toward the darkness. And all of these religions, though, are going to move back from this sense of darkness back into the light and realize that all of the religions are one from the beginning anyway.
Wow, thank you. Okay, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yes.
This is Claudia. I have a question.
Hold, please. Speak up, please. Here.
And one who serves in the third dimensional reality, there is always duality.
Yes, that is correct. As you move from the lower vibrations, from the third dimensional illusion, then you move more and more and more out of the sense of duality. Other questions here?
Yeah, this is Claudia. I have a question for us. And this is about a dream I had a few days ago, and I don't usually remember my dreams, but this one was pretty vivid. And I was looking up in the sky, and there were big eagles flying around, and they were black and red. They had no other colors, but their wings were very wide, and they were black and red. And there was especially two that focused above me, and they were kind of almost hooked together, and they were kind of doing their dance around each other. And then the next thing would happen, one of them had come down and was embracing me. And it felt wonderful. It felt like a love affair, like just wonderful. And then he was gone. And then the next scene I remember, I was walking up like a big street, and on the left side, which is where the eagle had come, there were these huge trees everywhere. And I was looking up all the time. I was walking with a small child on my right hand. And and I was looking up to see him again and find him again, but these trees were in the way. So, yeah, that was a dream. And I mean, my interpretation is something, you know, drawn to, or maybe I should just let you interpret it. May I?
Please say what you were going to say first.
Okay, that it was, for me, it was a, you know, the connection, the longing for the beyond and wanting to be there, but being held up here, maybe because of attachment to my children, I'm not sure.
Whenever you have dreams of flying, or these, as you say, these eagles flying, it is a dream or interpretation of your fourth chakra. That is the air chakra. And at this point, it is saying that you are being worked with in your fourth chakra more and more. This is the love center. And the love center is reaching out, just as this eagle came down to you. This is your fourth chakra embracing you, this love center within you embracing you, so that you are feeling this energy, feeling the love coming to you from your higher God self. Your higher God self is reaching out to you.
Beautiful. Is there any reason why they were black and red? Or that they were eagles?
The idea that they were eagles is your sense of the majesty of the what the eagle brings here to your society. The beautiful eagle that flies freely, soars across the sky. This is your indication that you are going to be soaring, not necessarily flying in this way, but soaring into the clouds, coming closer to your higher God self.
Oh, beautiful.
Be connected here as we find it.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Very good.
I have a question.
You wish to add something, Shoshana?
I have the red and black.
Yes.
As the feature of prominence. And for this one, Claudia, to take notice of this dream, they showed vibrant colors so that she would remember.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Other questions?
I have a question.
Yes?
Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, one who serves, the last caller, Claudia, mentioned about her dream state, she sees the eagles. But like today, I saw a hawk, I want to say. And lately, I've been seeing lots of hawks just flying, hovering. So from a collective consciousness, not just my own consciousness, but the collective consciousness that I'm part of and the multidimensional consciousness that I am, would seeing hawks, would that be related to majestic consciousness or remembering our consciousness or the our fourth chakra communicating to us that we're returning back to that opening of our fourth chakra? Just curious.
Absolutely, yes. It is certainly this. This is for all that become to experience, become more and more aware of the flying creatures, the birds, and the various types of birds. As you begin to feel your sense of oneness with them, You feel connected to them. This is not only your fourth chakra, but this is your expression. You're reaching out. You're wanting to fly again home, you might say, even to the point of you're seeing the ships and all of this. This is all a part of the transition as you are moving through these expressions here.
Thank you.
Wow. I have a question.
Yes?
Suzanne, I was talking late at night with my adult son on the phone, and all of a sudden we heard all these beeping, and I've been reading about codes, and we looked, and it was a whole bunch of numbers. Were we being coded or something we're going to remember, or I wrote a lot of the numbers down.
When you are saying you are hearing beeps on the phone, is that what you are saying?
Right, and then when I looked on the phone, it was like 4477 4770. All these numbers were coming up. I've been in numerology before too, but just kind of a code or something.
We do not understand here how you can be seeing these numbers on your phone.
Well, I just took the phone down because it was beeping, and I kept seeing all the numbers running across, you know, on my phone.
On your cell phone.
Like I was dialing in.
We are
Can I say something? It could be just your ear, because sometimes, like, my ear hits, the dial pad, and it could be just your ear hitting it, like, because sometimes it beeps, and then your ear, you know, like it'll, like, hit a certain number several times. Could be. I'm just saying. It could be something different. I'm just saying.
What we are finding here, as there is not a great deal of significance to what you are experiencing, this is a glitch, you might say, in your phone or your contraption that you are using at this particular time. It is not saying that there is, although we are finding that there is a sense of surveillance, you might say, that is occurring here. Not to frighten you or anything of this nature, but to let you know that it can happen and does happen at various times, that there is this connection that is coming from other levels of your governments and all of this. This can be a possibility here as this is occurring.
Okay.
It could also be, as the one that just said, simply a bunch of numbers that are being hit here, but to understand what is occurring here is not something that you have to be concerned about at this point.
Okay, thank you.
Anything
I
from
have
you,
a question.
Anna, on this?
I just thought...
No, I believe that that is accurate.
Very good.
I have a question.
No. Yes.
Yeah, this is Nisha. Because of a situation, harsh situation I put myself in 3D, I start worrying about me not doing what I came here to do, I mean my mission. And what I received is that I will know more about it in the right time, eventually after the event. And the other thing is that I wanted to be there for the advance, but for this kind of situation, I cannot. And I received the thought that I can by, or I may, by locate to be there to participate. So what spirit has to tell me about it, please?
As far as you're being able to bilocate and be here astrally, certainly you can do that, to be a part on the phone here, be in that connection. And in that connection, there is no time and space, so you can be here as much as you believe that you are here. That is one thing here. The first part of that, can you repeat what it was here?
Yes. So because I put myself in a harsh situation, harsh experience, 3D experience. Because of that, I start worrying of me not doing what I came here to Gaia to do. I start worrying about my mission. I'm not doing my mission. I'm not doing what I'm supposed to do, or I'm not on the right path. And,
what we do here, the reason we asked you to repeat this is because you repeated it the same way again.
Sorry.
And that is the use of worrying here. There is no need to worry about what your mission is. Your mission is what it is. And when the time comes, when the frequencies raise enough within you, then that mission that you are here for will continue to evolve and bring you to the right situation in the right moment when it is time for this. So no need to be concerned about this. This is for everyone now, not only this one who has asked this question, but all of you. Do not worry about anything here because it is all part of the orchestration. Just be who you are in the moment and everything will work out for itself and you will be guided as you need to be here. Okay?
Great. Thank you so much.
And Nisha, I have a message for you, if I may.
Please.
The message is that your intuition and your awareness is very high in this lifetime. The ingredient that is missing for you is to trust it.
Great. I so appreciate it. It's very, very helpful. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Very good, yes. Other questions here? Yes.
Hello, it's Rhea, Athena, hello. I wonder if I could share that Sananda showed me an image of the reunion, and it was absolutely wonderful. This is exactly what you said, a party we will never forget, a celebration we will never forget. And that many of us will come back. And I remember him putting his arms on my shoulders, expressing to me that, yes, I have to come back. And that vibration, that moment was just so precious. But I want to turn it around to what I was wearing. And it looked like it was me, my face, my hair and everything, slightly thinner. I was wearing a gold suit, and I wanted to understand what the significance is of the colors of the suits everyone's wearing. Some were wearing blue, I was wearing gold, and I wasn't sure, is it because of the new golden age, why was I wearing a golden suit? So I wonder if you could help me out with that one. Blessings, I love you, and thank you.
Perhaps it is just due to color at that time, just need for various colors. You do not need to focus so much on what the colors are, but the idea and the excitement and the joy that you experienced within this celebration. This is what is important here. Not so much what one wears, just as there is not importance to someone's name here, but your vibration. It is all about vibration, has always been about vibration. And your colors themselves are a vibration in itself. So whatever you are feeling in that moment would be the color that you may tend to want to adorn yourself with in that time. Okay?
Yes, I get it. Oh, it was beautiful, and we're all going to experience this, and it's just stunning, and I don't know, the gold kind of just threw me off. I wonder if it was symbolic, but it was beautiful. Thank you for letting me share that. Blessings, and I love you.
Yes. You can take one or two more questions, and then we need to release channel here.
I have one more question I've been wanting to ask for a while. This is Claudia.
Yes.
So the three stars of Orion, would they call it the belt of Orion, yeah? There are three stars aligned, and the middle one is a touch off. And I've been seeing them since, I don't know, a year, year and a half now, in whenever. I do not look for them, but I see the formations in so many things, whether it's rocks on the street or house that is lit up or whatever. It's even one day I dropped some oil or something on my boot, and there it was, on my boot. It's still there. And my favorite linen shirt, one night I look in the mirror, and there are three holes in it, in the same formation. But they even showed up on my cheek about a year ago. They are on my cheek. Three little spots, same formation. I never hear you talk about Orion. Is there anything about that? Do I have any kind of connection with it or not?
We think as we are looking into this that you already know the answer to that. You are just looking for some confirmation here. But certainly, yes, you have a connection here, just as those ones that arranged the pyramids in this exact way, the great three pyramids there in Egypt, were arranged in this exact formation because of the connection to that area of or where you came from in those experiences. So that is an affirmative yes, you have a connection there. You may continue to be seeing this just as others may experience this as well. So all of this is about your memories returning, even at sometimes in unconscious level that they come to you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, wonderful.
Can I have something?
Yes, yeah. Please.
The message that I'm getting for you is that when the pattern repeats itself, it is a significant thing, and that as the being that you are, it is important to reach out and understand this constellation and its ancient meaning. And as you reach out and investigate this constellation and its ancient meaning, memories will return to you. Thank you.
Yes, wonderful.
Okay, thank you.
One more question, and then we are ready to release channel.
Hi, it's Melinda Siebold, and if I understand correctly, one title for our group is First Wave Indigo Starseeds. I know that the indigo is a light ray, and I believe it represents a level of attainment we have reached. I may be wrong on that. But can you tell us more about the indigo ray and the abilities we have at that level?
Yes, we can say to you that many of you are associated with this particular ray, the indigo, the purple ray here, and you are expressing at that level and moving together, come together here as a group, as a soul group in this particular ray. You are working with the Yeshua, the Sananda here, and this is particularly an expression that you are bringing forth here. And when you yourselves are drawn to this particular color in the higher frequencies that this brings here, then you are finding that you are coming back to the remembrances of from which you came. Does this answer your question?
Well, okay, so it's not like necessarily a level of attainment. It's just kind of an expression of a frequency that we're expressing at that time. Is that what you're saying?
That is correct. Not so much to look at attainment, but because that begins to separate you from your fellow man. It begins to put you into an elite status. And we would never want you to think in those terminologies because you are all one. We are all one. And there is no reason to differentiate yourself from one another other than a sense of responsibility. That is all.
Okay, so I kind of, I guess, was looking at soul evolution as like kind of a series of attainment, and maybe you even get greater abilities as you advance along the path. Does it not really work like that?
It does not work that way. That is, again, putting you into an elite status, and that is what you are moving away from in your new golden age. It will move you from a status of what you attain to a status of what you are responsible for. This is how the hierarchy in the higher vibrations, higher dimensions work. When it for st-
station, you might say, is dependent on responsibility, not station as to what you attain in terms of power and control and all of this.
Okay.
Do not think in those dire terminologies, for that will be after the transition, after your ascension, all of that will be in the past. Now we have one more question that has been asked by your dear Zoe here, who did not want to ask the question directly, but we are getting it from the James, so we will answer this. It is about the Kamaras and who the Kamaras are and where they come from. And when you hear of Sananat Kumara and Sananda Kumara and all of the other Kumaras, they are from the planet Venus primarily in terms of the seven flame lords that came from Venus to assist the Earth evolution here. And those of the two, the Sanat Kumara and Sananda Kumara, were the ones that stayed on to bring this evolution forward. The others have moved on. But the Sananda and Sanat Kumara are here to see this through to the end and even into the beginnings that are coming forward here. So they're going to be with you, are with you, and will move on after they are no longer needed here at this level of evolution. That is what we can answer for this question at this point. Now we need to release channel here. As you continue on to experience these waves of energy that are coming in and will continue to come in, you will feel these moments come over you. You will be excited in one moment and completely down and depressed and what you used the term earlier, aggravated in another moment. And this is to be expected as you continue to feel these energies moving into you and you resonate with these energies. And the more that you resonate with these higher energies that are coming in, then those times of aggravation and anger and all of this will dissipate more and more. They will be replaced by a sense of joy and happiness and goodwill toward not only others, but toward yourself as well. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.
Shanti, love you.
Thank you. What can we have if we're going to close this discussion? Are we closing this out?
Only for just a moment here.